Reporting from North Vancouver, this is Danny Nesvetterani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. In July of this year, the Museum and Archives of North Vancouver, or MANOVA, unveiled its latest feature exhibit, titled, Are We There Yet? The Sustainable Transportation Journey. Found in MANOVA's feature gallery space, the exhibit includes archival material and photographs related to the transportation history of the North Shore, its evolution, and where transportation in the region could be headed. A unique addition to the exhibit is its option for community feedback, which allows those that attend to write down and submit their suggestions for the future of transit on the North Shore. CJSF took a trip down to MANOVA to see the exhibit for ourselves, where we were greeted by the museum's director, Zoe Makoff de Miranda. We sat down for a conversation and learned more about why this exhibit came to fruition.
MANOVA, one of the things that we're really interested in doing with our feature gallery space is thinking about what topics are important to the community here today, what conversations are people having, or, you know, what do we want to create dialogue around? And transportation is definitely a hot topic of conversation. So we wanted to get involved in that conversation and create space for dialogue around the history of transportation and what the future here might look like.
When entering the gallery space, one of the first things we noticed was a series of political cartoons depicting congestion within the North Shore, as well as a newspaper that exclaimed the need for rapid transit in the area. This is an issue that is still being talked about today within the North Shore. When I first saw this cartoon, I thought it was from the 1990s. Thankfully, I was quickly corrected.
So a couple of things. First, I'm actually going to correct you because those drawings are not from the 90s. They're actually from the late 60s and early 70s. Okay. So they're even older than you thought. They are political cartoons from a newspaper that was called the North Shore Citizen, which was the precursor to the North Shore News. They're by an artist named David Alavoine, and we have a collection of his cartoons in our archives. And they are from the late 60s, early 70s, sort of talking about congestion, the problem with congestion on the North Shore. And I think one of the reasons you thought they were from the 90s is there's one drawing in particular. There's a gentleman sitting in traffic coming down the cut trying to get across the Second Arrows Bridge, the Ironworkers Memorial Bridge, and he's reading a newspaper that says rapid transit North Van to Vancouver by 1990 cost $300 million, and then at the bottom of the comic it says, you know, great news, you know, for $300 million, we only need to put up with this for 20 more years. So that was in 1970 saying, oh, we only have to wait till 1990 to get rapid transit. It's now 2025. And we do have BRT, the bus rapid transit that's coming. We actually have the C-Bus, which did not yet exist at the time that comic was written. But yeah, certainly, you know, it's interesting to look back and see that congestion actually is not a new problem. It's something that's been happening on the North Shore for a long time. And we really need to, as citizens and municipalities, think about what solutions are in the future.
Dave Miranda and I then discussed the public feedback aspect of this exhibit and some of the ideas the people have been writing for the future of transportation on the North Shore.
When we created that space, I kind of anticipated that we would potentially get a lot of negative feedback, sort of like almost like an in-person Facebook, if you will, an opportunity for people to complain. And I've actually been really pleasantly surprised. The majority of the comments that we've been getting are really constructive. I think people really have ideas. They live in the community. They know the area. They know the neighborhoods. And they have, you know, ideas about what they'd like to see. So it's been really constructive. I think there's the typical things like, you know, a third crossing, you know, extension of the SkyTrain. There have been some comments about, you know, maybe adding another C-Bus route. What if there was a C-Bus that went from West Van, you know, where the ferry building gallery is? There used to be sort of a ferry dock there for the small ferries that went across the inlet. And so the idea of what if we had ferries that went from West Van over to near UBC, for example. There's people that talk about wanting to bring back the streetcars. So it's quite fascinating. I think people really want solutions.
We then discussed how Manova has engaged with local municipalities as well as the Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish Nations for this exhibit.
So we do work really closely with the municipalities. When we were developing the exhibition, I did reach out to the transportation departments and let them know this was a topic that we would be covering. We know that BRT, Bus Rapid Transit, is coming. That's something the municipalities have been very engaged on, and also the local nations as well. There's a group called North Shore Connects, which is the three North Shore municipalities, so North Van City, North Van District, West Vancouver, and the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh Nations, kind of working together to talk about transportation infrastructure. So, you know, really in terms of the city and district in particular, really it's us providing feedback following the exhibition, and a lot of folks from the municipalities and the nations have been engaged in terms of coming in and sort of seeing what we're talking about through the exhibition.
Later on, we were given a tour of the exhibit and all of its archival materials, including an old bus fare collection box used in the 60s and 70s that makes a different noise depending on the value of coin that you insert.
I'm gonna do a quarter first. Okay, that's a quarter. There's a dime, a nickel, and here comes the penny, which, you know, those are hard to find these days, so we didn't actually hear this sound right away at the beginning of the exhibition. We had to track down some pennies.
We were then shown some materials and transportation vehicles that signify the sustainable transportation possibilities on the North Shore.
Yeah, so one of the things when we're talking about sort of sustainable transportation and the future of transportation, there's a lot that's being done at a municipal level and actually through TransLink as well, looking at active transportation. So that's improved walking and biking routes and thinking about different ways for people to move around our city. So we have two bikes here that are from the 1930s and 40s, kind of just showing you know, what the bike technology was at the time. These are from our museum collection. And then next to that, we actually have an e-cargo bike. So this is an electric bike. It has a cargo carrier. This is obviously a pretty big departure from what was available in the 1930s and 1940s. And so this is just sort of to show the evolution in some of that technology of what's available, you know, that makes getting around on a bike a little bit easier for those who are able to ride a bike. And actually, the bike we have is from the e-cargo bike program that's put on through the District of North Vancouver and the City of North Vancouver, where through the Evo app, you can actually rent the e-cargo bikes, which is pretty amazing. So they're available to pick up at some of the local North Vancouver District public libraries. And so again, just looking at different infrastructure that's available to help people move around in a sustainable way.
Lastly, we asked Zoe Makoff de Miranda what she hopes some of the key takeaways are for those who attend this exhibit. Here's what she had to say.
You know, I think one of the takeaways that we'd like people to have is to think about what role they can play towards a more sustainable future of transportation on the North Shore. And I want to say that sustainable means both in terms of the environment, from an environmental perspective, but also sustainable in terms of our growing population. You know, the population is continuing to grow, and you know, we do have there are a lot of people on the North Shore that do have a car. You know, that's not accessible for everyone, but for people who do have a vehicle, you know, I think it's not a question of saying, you know, get rid of your car and, you know, all cars are bad. It's really just to say, you know, maybe think about your routine and are there small incremental changes you can make that can help contribute to greater sustainability. So maybe is there one day a week that maybe you don't need your car? Is there a certain activity? Maybe can you take the C bus or ride a bike? And if we all sort of consider that and think about small incremental changes, that would overall help us get to a more sustainable place.
Once again, that was our conversation with Zoe Makoff de Miranda, the director of the Museum and Archives of North Vancouver. This exhibit, Are We There Yet? The Sustainable Transportation Journey, is available to be seen by the public until March 1st, 2026. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.